hello everybody listening around the world to this hot podcast right here. We call it Smooth Traffic. I'm Johnny Edge, and with me is Sir Bobbert of King.
Hello.
And Sir Benly Benly.
Hello.
So on this episode, we're going to talk about some cars I've driven. 30-second reviews. Going to be a little bit about that. The Crisps are back. Now, I know everyone's been waiting for this, but the Crisps are back. The Crisp Champions League first knockout stage is here. There's going to be a quiz, because Ben's started doing quizzes now. And we're probably going to have to put some toner in the fax machine, because I hear something coming through. Oh, wait. And there'll be no catchphrases in this podcast. Oh, no. Not on my watch.
So, Johnny, as per usual, you've probably driven some cars since the last episode that we recorded.
You know it, homie.
Many months ago.
Yeah.
So it's time for some 30-second reviews. Are you up for the challenge?
I feel your dog.
Cool.
What's happening?
I think he's trying to be down with the youths of today. Yeah. It ain't working.
You know it, player.
So, Johnny, first up, I understand that you've driven the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross.
Yes.
Your 30 seconds will begin when Ben starts his timer.
And that is now.
Well, the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross is really, really cool because it's comfortable, it's stylish, it has a good engine, and it's got lots of decent kit. The problem is, that engine, while it's good, does no MPG at all. None. I actually, whilst testing it, recorded minus 21 MPG. Well, I may as well have, because it did about 33 if I really pushed it. And it just makes me think, is this what we're giving up diesels for? Petrol engines? Doing 33 MPG?
Stop.
In a fairly small car?
No, you stop now.
No, you're done. Tough.
Tricky. Obviously a little bit out of practice there, John. Keeping it to 30 seconds.
Well, yeah.
Obviously it's because the cars that you've reviewed previously have all been fairly good and you've had positive things to say. Whereas once you get onto a negative rant, it's quite difficult to stop yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, I get it's like running downhill.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so next up is the Volvo XC60. Over to you, Ben.
Try and be a bit more concise with this one. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
You know Ben's face?
Yep.
No hairs on it at all. Incapable of growing a beard. The Volvo XC60 is like that. It's just smooth. Everything about it is smooth. Beautiful interior, beautiful design, light steering, relaxing gearbox, comfortable suspension. It's like driving Ben's face. If you could find it and you could drive it, that's exactly what it would be like. Lovely car. Absolutely love it. But I only drove it for about half an hour, so I haven't got much more to say. But yeah, Ben's face.
Stop.
Wow. I mean, I'm impressed you could find it if it was like Ben's face, but, you know, obviously it wasn't exactly like Ben's face.
Yep. What did I call Ben's face earlier? Something like a... Oh, yeah, like a rough-drawn circle on MS Paint.
Oh, no, you said it was like an egg, didn't you?
Yeah, but on a bleached egg. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Well, it's important that we're all nice to each other, Ben.
Where's his face gone?
A roughly drawn MS Paint freehand circle on a bleached egg.
Yep.
Direct quote.
Lovely stuff.
Anyway.
If only I could write that good in my reviews, eh?
Yeah. John, I understand that there's a third car, but I don't have it written down.
That's fine.
3, 2, 1, go.
So, the third car isn't a car, it's a whiskey I've ordered in the post from Master of Malt. And it's going to be here next week, so you'll hear about it on the next episode. It's a Glenmorangie Quinta Ruben, which is aged for 2 extra years in port casks.
Ooh!
How about that? So, King, I've got you in mind for this one, yeah. And it's meant to be very, very good. So, yeah, that's going to be on the next episode of Smooth Traffic, if you like whiskies.
No way. Time.
Look at that. Bang! I was nearly bang on 30 seconds again.
You were nearly bang on 30 seconds.
And I'm not even timing it. This is how good I am.
Yeah.
So your review was of something that you might have in your hand.
So. Yeah, so your review was a preview.
Yeah, preview.
So you did a 30-second preview.
Preview, yeah. Yep.
No, there's a word for it. It's called preview.
A preview, yeah. Yep. I nailed that.
Well, anyway, so is that everything you've got then, John?
No, I've got one more.
I'm hesitant to let you proceed with this.
That's because I haven't got one more.
Do you have anything else?
Lying.
Yeah,
no,
there
just,
we go.
Just lying.
Good. Thank you for that, Johnny. It was insightful as ever.
Vaguely.
Yeah. So, one car's like my face, the other one hasn't got very good MPG.
Yep.
And the other one's a whiskey that he hasn't had yet.
Yeah, I've bought a whiskey. I'm quite looking forward to that. To be honest, I'm looking forward to that more than the cars at the moment. So, maybe 30-second whiskey reviews are the new thing. Maybe I should just start talking about whiskey instead of cars. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
We interrupt this podcast for an important political message from Sir Robert of King. King, take the stand. I'm mixing up this with all sorts of things.
I can see that. This isn't an important political message.
And it's live.
It's not live. I mean, it's live at the time that we're recording it, but when people listen to it, it's not live.
Yeah. But all broadcasts are live. No, it is live. They're listening to us live right now.
I got a problem, lads.
Do you want me to buy some cream?
I'm taking issue with this recent snowy weather that we've had.
Bloody snow!
But more importantly, I'm taking issue with drivers. I'm pretty sure that I've ranted about this before on here, but why is it so hard for people to actually clean their car off before they get in the car and fucking drive anywhere?
I think we have talked about this.
We have talked about this, and it still gets on my fucking nerves. Because people
and just
still
take that segment.
No. I'm not going to refer back to the relevant episode for people to go back and listen. You're going to listen to it now.
No, don't tell them.
Nobody goes back
it.
To listen, Ben. You should know that.
Ben listens in the first place.
People need to
clean
snow off their cars, and they need to clear the windscreen before they go out, rather than just a little gap that they can see through. Now, I've actually got anecdotal evidence that people are being pulled over by the police this year, which is a massive step forward. But still, yesterday, I was driving on the motorway. Several cars came past me with a good, probably 2 or 3 inches of snow on top of the cars. And obviously, because they're doing that speed, it's just coming off in big, big clumps. And, you know, if anyone's close to that, it's going straight on the windscreen. It only takes a second for someone to make an accident happen.
Yeah.
It is a problem, though. I have to agree. It's this, and people drive fractionally slower sometimes, but not always. You know, they don't seem to understand that they lose that much traction. In fact, the biggest issue I have these days is the people that have a 4x4, so they assume therefore they're invincible and can go at any speed, even though they've probably got a car that weighs 50% more than their other car. Without winter tyres, all that sort of shit. And then the worst type are the ones that have got SUVs that think it's a 4x4 because it's just a bit bigger. So
yeah.
They drive like hoodlums.
Where it's actually just a front wheel drive hatchback on stilts.
Basically.
Exactly.
Those people are the worst people. I think that's been proven. They're worse than Saddam Hussein was.
But yes, I see far too many of that.
Good to know we're making topical references as always. Yes, so it just annoys me. Like, the advice is always to plan extra time for your journeys in harsh weather conditions. And, you know, people may well allow an extra half an hour or whatever, but nobody allows time to actually clear their car off before they get going.
I think what we should say is, if you haven't cleared your car, you're not planning for your journey.
Exactly.
You're planning for your death.
Ooh, catchy.
Yeah.
Let's call Highways England and see if they want to buy that slogan.
Highway to hell.
No, maybe they won't go with that.
Death drive.
Keep trying.
No, don't keep trying.
Sorry, yes, no.
So yes, so this is a public service message from me to you, our three listeners. Clear your cars off when you're on the road. And if you already do that, if you know somebody that doesn't, tell them to do it. And if they give you a volley of abuse, John will send them a voucher for you.
I will send them a lot of vouchers because I have... I've got to say, everyone, I have got a real passion for sending vouchers to people. I love telling people to get down the stairs. And you know what? Snow on your windscreen. Not on my watch.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt with "not on my watch" printed on it. This is current new favourite slogan.
It's going to be the theme of the show, I think.
I mean, you say it's his new favourite slogan. He's been using it for the last, 2 days?
Yeah, but he uses it a lot. So,
yep. And you allow it to happen as well, so you must obviously love it. Catchphrases are cool.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to make a point about snow on cars, so yeah, do whatever you want, John.
Not on my watch. So the time has finally arrived. We're into 2019, which means we're at the knockout phase of the Champions League of crisps. These are the crisps. So we're going to find out who is the European champion of crisps that may also be champion in other parts of the world by knockout process. And the first one-on-one contest here is Hula Hoops versus Pom Bears. What do we think?
30 seconds to fight it out. Go.
Hula Hoops for me. I mean, why would you want something that's shaped like an animal?
Because you can bite their fucking heads off.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know...
Other than for violence. So trouble is with Hula Hoops is they're quite loud. So when I eat them in the office, people get annoyed.
They cause earthquakes in Indonesia.
Just to annoy people.
So Hula Hoops can be good for offending people.
Hula Hoops Beefy is possibly one of the strongest crisps in the competition.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Anyway, time up, 30 seconds. Right, where's your vote?
Oh, this is a really good segment. Marvellous. Yeah. I like this format. Hula Hoops for me.
So quick. Ben, what's your vote?
Yeah, Hula Hoops.
I'm going to go 3 for Hula Hoops as well. Ooh. Hula Hoops, you're through to the next round. You're going to camp. You're going to go and sing with that person who's famous. Woo. Okay. The next one, the next competition is between Kettle Chips and Quavers.
Ooh.
3-2-1, debate.
Well, I mean, I don't think you can look past Kettle Chips, to be honest. They're a great. They've got a fantastic crunch to them. Yeah. They have a variety of high quality flavours. Salted. While everyone's got a soft spot for Quavers.
No, they haven't.
Well, they're just Quavers.
Yeah, I'm crossing the Quavers off already.
I think they're low calorie, maybe.
Fuck off, Ben. Jeez. It's the time up yet, Ben. It's the time up. Do your job.
Yes.
Cool. Kettle Chips it is. Right. Yeah. The next. This is just the way they came out in the draw. So, you know what? If you don't like it, go and listen to another podcast that talks about crisps in a Champions League.
No, don't listen to another podcast.
Anyway, the next competition is a bit of a local derby between Standard Walker's Crisps of Belgium and Walker's Max. Hit the clock, Ben.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Go.
Walker's Max is like Walker's, but 100 times better.
Are they ridged?
They are ridged for extra flavouring, yep, and they're better quality, and they're not too crunchy, and you don't get the shit ones like you do in the Walker's bag. You only get good crisps in there.
But
so I'm
aren't they just pretending to be McCoy's?
No.
But there's a wider McCoy's range of flavours in the standard.
Yeah, but Walker's Max is better.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Time up.
Walker's Max.
I can't remember standard. The last time I had a Walker's Max bag. I wish you hadn't said that, Ben. I feel like Walker's Max deserve to go through.
Yes, they do, and that's why they are going through. So, congratulations!
Against my better judgment, I'm gonna go with John.
What? What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, Ben. Yeah. I would pick the standard, but
suck it,
I do.
Ben.
I do like a packet of Max. So,
Well, Walker's Max 1-2-1 with a late comeback in the second half. So there we go.
2-1 away as well. Oof! What a result.
Yeah, fuck off, Ben. Right,
2-1 at the Walker's Burnabout.
I wouldn't buy either, to be fair. Walkers are boring.
The next showdown is between Pringles and the Invaders of Space. What have you got?
Invaders versus Pringles. That is... Right, go.
This is a David and Goliath clash. And
this is
I
like
think...
meat versus veganism, isn't it?
Oh my god, 10p a bag.
I mean, Space
Against
Invaders...
£2!
Are Space Invaders the ones that you said are still made out of... with MSG, Ben?
No, I don't know. They might be, but it was oysters that I was talking about before.
Oh, okay.
But either way, they're just fluffy.
Surely you've got to go for Pringles. Like there's nothing that would make you pick Space Invaders.
In America, you can get cheeseburger Pringles. What, you know? What more is there to say?
That's
nothing, in fact, because time is up.
Not a word from John in there. Fantastic.
10p a bag. 10p a bag.
Are they still 10p a pack though for Space Invaders? Because you know,
I'm looking at something that says now 20p.
Oh, fuck off.
It's nothing to them.
Just fuck off, King. You have to ruin everything, don't you?
Oh, no, you can get a pack of 10 from Tesco for £1, so that would be 10p a bag.
Yeah, fuck you, King.
But I think if you were buying them individually, I think they're 20p now.
You're an evil man, King. Who are you voting for then? Pringles or Space Invaders?
Pringles for me.
Obvious Pringles.
Right, Pringles it is.
Oof.
3-0.
Yep, 3-0.
Oh, this is a good one this time.
This is a very, very good one. This is a hot clash right here. This is Walker Sensations. Ooh, so sensation-y. Against the Roysters of probably the North.
3-1, go.
Not from the North. Roysters are actually owned by KP. Fun fact for you there, John.
Are they from Leicester?
No, KP, not Walkers.
I think they're from
Leicester. 10 seconds just saying where they're from.
Slough.
Roysters are beefy.
They're from Slough.
That's near Leicester.
And Sensations are sensational. They're very flavoursome.
Sensations have a range of flavours, and I feel that because I didn't go with the standard Walkers, I'm going to have to bash the Sensations in this one.
Yeah, and Royster's got MSG in them, which is just lazy.
Well, I don't know if it still does, but, you know, they're just peculiar.
You slanderous little weed, Ben. Roysters don't have anything wrong with them. I'm voting for Roysters. Fuck you, just for that.
I'm getting Sensations. I had some earlier on. They were very delicious.
Yeah, Sensations for me, John. Sorry.
The most middle-class crisp in the competition is through to the next round.
No, I don't think that's true.
Right.
Crisps come in a middle-class variety, to be honest with you.
The next one is an absolute horrendous game. It's
this one is not on TV. This one's... hear the...
Yeah, this is the one that's only available through the red button.
Behind closed doors, it's Skips versus Brannigans.
Go. I don't know what Brannigans are. That's what I'm going to start with.
Well,
Skips
would you,
are horrible.
Cultural void. Absolute cultural void. How can you not know what Brannigans is? Fabulous crisps. Fabulous crisps, Ben.
Are they Northern?
I don't know, to be honest. But
no, they're also they're also made by KP. Fun fact.
I haven't had them for years. Are they near Leicester, King?
Slough, I think.
That's near Leicester.
As for Skips, well, they're prawn cocktail flavour, aren't they?
Yeah, awful.
I would go as far to say
Time.
Skips are sure. like a...
Stop talking.
So, Brannigans by default, yeah?
Brannigans for me.
I mean, I'm going to go for Brannigans because of my dislike for Skips. So, there we go.
Oh, look, Ben doesn't like something. Bloody hell.
And the next contest is between the French fries and the Doritos of Doritoville. What have we got?
Go. This is a tough one. Doritos are lovely, but French fries are just a bit different. A bit quirky.
They are very different, aren't they?
And I don't know.
King, have you got nothing to say about these?
I'm a Doritos man through and through in this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, no doubt. Taggy cheese, chili heat wave... Hit me up, I love a Dorito.
Yeah, you know what? I think King's passion has won me over there, Ben.
Yeah. I mean, if I was given, handed, you know, two, one of each, I'd probably...
Isn't the time up yet, Ben?
Ah, it's just done up. I can't
yeah,
finish.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. And French fries are out of the competition, losing 9-0 to Doritos.
Yeah.
So the next and final game of the opening round is between McCoy's and Real Crisps. Not imaginary ones. Real ones.
Go.
Real crisps are by far and away the most potently flavoured crisps that I have ever eaten.
Oh my god, King, have you never had a piss-soaked crisp?
No. And I flavored. Do like McCoy's. I will
what
say.
About really salted ones? Are they,
I do
are
like
they
McCoy's.
Potent as well?
Yes, yeah, they King. Are. They are well salted.
Are they?
Every one of their flavours is well thought out and you can taste every little bit. And that's why
McCoy's.
I'm backing Real Crisps on this one.
McCoy's are awful crisps. I'm going Real Crisps
time.
As well.
Okay. Yeah, you're telling me a vote before, you know, time, but, you know.
Because McCoy's are shit, that's
fine.
Why.
Well,
I like McCoy's.
I like McCoy's, so I'm going to...
But unfortunately,
it 2-1.
It's Real Crisps.
The away win. 2. There you go, John.
So the crisps that have made it through are Hula Hoops, Kettle Chips, Walker's Max, Pringles, Walker's Sensations, Brannigans, Doritos, and Real Crisps. Fun fact for you, John.
Yeah?
Brannigans is just a fancy McCoy's.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Not on my watch, hey, Johnny?
Not on my watch, King! Thanks for reminding me, Ben.
You're welcome. Guys, I know you got very excited about the quiz I did last time.
Yeah, it was alright.
It was off stuff.
It was shit,
and,
Ben.
I wasn't. You got well excited about that. So I've done you another one. Because I'm nice. And same sort of idea. Higher or lower quiz. It's going to be car themed again. This time it's going to be classic cars sold at auction.
Oh, Christ.
And because you guys are big fans of and have been to see them before, it's a Koi's auction. And
ooh.
This is...
Hi, Koi's! Love you!
Actually, I'm not sure a specific date, but in July 2017 at Blenheim Palace. Okay.
Been there.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, you have. Yeah. What's it like, John?
Really big.
Nice. Yeah. Moving on.
I have as well, but I didn't think you'd have gone, because, you know, you're not a cultural kind of guy like I am.
Oh, he stung you there, John.
Oh, that one hurt.
I bet it did.
That one actually hurt.
Kick him in the balls.
I've got no riposte to that, Ben.
Ooh, riposte. Good word.
But I won't let it happen again, though, Ben. I won't let it happen again. Not on my watch.
So, anyway, I'm going to start with a round number so that you can go higher or lower from this one. So the first amount is all right, 10.
10 pounds.
Is £50,000. All right.
So you're giving us each £50,000 to spend?
Yep.
Marvellous.
So higher or lower for the first car from £50,000.
I'd love to go to Argos for 50
All I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the car, the year, and a couple of tiny little bits of information, because they don't give you that much information on their listings, so don't ask questions because it'll be annoying. So the first one is a 1996 Ferrari 355 Spider. It's a 3.5 litre V8. It's only had two previous owners and it only done 38,000 miles.
Ooh.
Higher or lower than £50,000?
Ben, you're a dirty slut, so I reckon this one's about 55 grand and you've just pitched your opening bid thing in there just to bugger us all up. I'm going to go lower.
So you're going lower than 50,000?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to go higher, purely on John's logic there.
So, okay, Kitney, you are right. It is higher than £50,000. That's 1 point to you. And are you going to guess at the cost of that or what it sold for?
51,000.
55,000, like John said.
Kingy, you were closest. It was 54,000. You're 1 grand out, Johnny.
Basically, what I've done there is predicted exactly what Ben's done and still got it wrong. Unbelievable.
You got to stick to your guns, John. Got to go
with
the gun.
What I'm doing here, guys, scoring-wise, is you get a point for getting it right, whether you're higher or lower, and then you get a point for being closest. I'll give you a bonus point if you get it bang on the money, which you very nearly did, King, but you didn't. So that's just 2 points to you.
Thanks.
Cool. So 54 grand. Next one, higher or lower. It's a 1974 Aston Martin V8 saloon. One of only 967 examples built between 1973 and 1978. It's the original 310 horsepower V8 and automatic gearbox.
What car did you say it was again, Ben?
1974 Aston Martin V8.
Driven one of them.
Maybe it's this one that you've driven, John.
Is it blue?
I don't have a picture in front of me. I can't remember.
I'm going to say this is the one I drove, and I think I know how much it costs, and I'm going to go higher.
Ooh, I'm going to go higher than... What was it? 54, wasn't it?
It was blue, actually, Johnny, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think I've written a review on that.
Oh, shit, I should remember that. Right, so what did I say the previous one was? 54. So you're going higher or lower, sorry?
Higher. We both said higher, Ben.
Both higher. Okay, it was higher Ben. Than 54 grand, so you get a point each for that. And you can tell me how much it sold for, then?
£82,500.
Kingy?
Hurry up, King.
Sorry.
Ruining the podcast.
70 grand.
It was 60,000. 60,021, actually, apparently. So, King, you get another point there. So, Johnny, you may have drove it, but...
Where's the 21 come from?
Oh, you always say to add on the random number, John.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Bizarre. There you go. So, anyway, so, King, you've got 4 points. Johnny, you've only got one, so we're only two in, and you're already failing.
I don't care, Ben. How about that?
Fair enough. Right, see if you can get this one then. This is a 1976 Porsche 911 Turbo 3-litre. It's got a 3-litre RSR engine, 260 brake horsepower. It has been restored several years ago, apparently, and its engine has been rebuilt during this restoration.
Gamble!
Higher.
So higher or lower than 60,000.
Gamble, King. 100 grand.
Higher. 100
yeah,
grand.
He's done it.
Johnny?
Oh, I don't know. Lower?
No, it was higher. It was 104.
Ah, well, you can fuck off then, Ben. How about that?
It was how much?
Oh, yeah. Forgot to ask you how much you were going to go for. How much is it then, guys?
Before I tell you that. Well,
I told you it was
100. Pounds.
Oh, boo!
How much did you say, King?
Well, I said 100 grand, didn't I? I made my statement quite clear.
Yeah, he said 100 grand.
John said £50,000.
It was £146,250. So you both
I knew
said,
that.
Actually, King, you said higher, and Johnny said lower.
Johnny said lower. Yeah,
I definitely said higher.
I'll give Johnny a point for saying for getting it close, even though I basically told him most of the numbers.
No, you didn't.
Cool.
I guess that.
So, 146,250. Next car, Harrow Lever. This is a 2005 Gamble! Aston Martin Vanquish S. 460 brake horsepower, Aston Martin V12, 6-speed manual.
What year?
Controlled by an electro-hydraulic paddle, apparently.
2003.
Paddle shift, obviously. And it's done 20,000 miles. 2005, it was.
Oh, okay.
So higher or lower than 146,250?
Lower.
Yeah, I reckon lower.
Nope, it was higher.
Oh, fuck off, Ben. You're making this up, aren't you?
So what was the previous one? 146?
146. And it's higher.
150.
Johnny?
146,500 and 12 pence.
No, it was 162. So,
so I was closest. Up. Yep. Well done.
Johnny, at the moment it's 6-2 to Kingy. So,
well, no one cares about what Kingy gets. They all care about what I score. So.
Yeah, but if you don't score highest, then surely people will start caring about what I get and not what you get.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, let's find out.
Right, so 162,000 for the Aston Martin. The next car is a 1962 Jaguar E-Type Roadster. 3.8-litre, 265 brake horsepower. Actually, they said claimed 265 brake horsepower, so obviously they weren't sure about that. And it's been owned by only one family in its history, and they lived in New York.
Is it the Ooh. Royal family?
No. What do we reckon? Higher or lower than 162 grand?
Which family owned it, Ben?
A family. Just some guys who lived in New York, all right?
How old?
1962.
I think it was the Royal family, King, so I'm going to go higher.
Did they live in...
They've lived in New York since the 60s, yeah, apparently.
Yep.
According to Johnny's history.
The new build in York, yep.
Yeah, it's got to be higher, surely. This is like properly early E-Type.
Yeah, and the fact the Royal family owned it, Ben. Come on.
Well, you both get a point. It was indeed higher. Are you going to guess how much it's worth?
£185,000 and, wait for it, 12 pence.
Oh, 200 grand.
It is 191,250. So Johnny is closer.
Yeah, suck it, King. Get Hello, downstairs. Fuck off.
Right. Next car. I think this one might be easier.
You know, I said the other day that this podcast was going to be silly because we haven't done one for a while.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just got out of control, this podcast. Sorry, I'm so disruptive.
John, I'm going to help you out here, John.
Yeah, is it lower?
No, I'm going to help you out because Ben just said this one's going to be easy. So I reckon that means that that E-Type was probably the most expensive car in the whole auction.
Yeah, Ben's bottled it again, hasn't he?
Sorry,
everyone
carry
laugh
on,
at
Ben.
Guys, I've made this more fun for you.
Yeah, we're having fun, taking the piss out of
Ben.
You.
So,
stop spoiling it, Ben.
So I'm not giving you a clue as to what the next one's going to cost. So this is higher or lower than £191,250. Is a 1965 Ford Mustang GT 289 V8. It came with the optional pony seats. Apparently they're very desirable.
So oh, for thing. Horses. Yeah.
And this was the... This one was made in the first year of production.
I mean, it's still going to be less than 190 grand, so...
Obviously.
Was this one owned by the royal family, Ben?
It wasn't specific, so let's say there's a good chance, yeah.
Okay,
could have been.
Lower.
Johnny, is that your final answer?
Yep, £455,000, and wait for it. Wait for it. 13 pence.
Cool. So, Kingy, you might, you know, Johnny's getting upset because he's not very good at this. And he's trying to and he's trying to throw it. I'm tempted to give him a point anyway.
Yep.
So
higher.
So we know it's lower.
So it's definitely lower.
Right, okay. And you're sticking with that guess of money then, John?
Yep.
Come on, John. Try it. Be serious.
60 grand?
60 grand.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah, of course you can.
455. No, I'll go £81,000 plus
VAT.
A couple of miles.
Ooh.
You guys are way out.
Why?
It went for 18,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said, 81,000.
So, oh yeah, you got the numbers the wrong way around. But
yeah, Ben,
they're
I
all
just
there.
Felt, you, if you read it, Ben, I just made a typo. 2 points, please.
Rob wins that then.
Yay!
Why?
60,000, you say?
Because I'm taking it vaguely seriously.
God's sake.
King doesn't know his classic cars, though, don't you, King?
Such a spoil sport.
Well, no, Ben. it's all guesswork, Ben.
King, I was trying to help you out there.
Oh, no, I know all about this stuff. Yeah, yeah, mate.
Well done, geezer. So, I've given you a point, I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter at this stage. I think it's 9-4. So, 18,000.
Is there 100 questions left?
A few hundred?
Oh, Christ.
I'm going to make a comeback now.
Right, next car. 1978 Mercedes-Benz 450 SLC. It's done 50,000 miles from new, but apparently only 50 from new and only 15,000 since it was purchased by its current owner in 1982. And it has always been stored in a climate-controlled garage.
Higher.
My garage is also controlled by the climate.
Well, you mean it gets cold when it's cold outside?
Exactly. So, higher or lower than 18,000?
Oh, that's a tough... What model was it again, Ben?
1978 Mercedes-Benz 450 SLC.
A 450 SLC?
Yeah. 18,000. Higher or lower?
A 450 SL... I can't even remember what a 450 SL is, to be honest. I'm gonna go lower, because you're not answering your phone.
Why are you trying to ring me?
You trying to cheat, John?
No.
Unbelievable.
It was indeed lower.
Yeah, fuck you, King. Yeah, suck it, King.
I call for a judge's decision on this.
Yeah,
John's
I've got
trying
a judge
to cheat
for you right here, King.
But I didn't let him cheat. So you know, he's actually
thanks,
drawn,
Ben.
He's only 4 points behind now.
I'm glad that you respect the integrity of the quiz, Ben.
No, yeah, Ben
to
told
be honest,
me.
As it's,
ben
as
told
it's
me.
Johnny, I thought that he just accidentally called me. So all right then. So 18,000. You've gone for lower. It is lower. What do you think it's cost?
£15,122 and nothing else.
King?
£10,000.
It was actually £11,250. So,
oh, yeah! Fuck you, King.
Fuck you, Johnny.
Fuck you, King.
Fuck you, Johnny.
More often than not, Johnny, with you picking your round numbers, I'm just going to go for whatever King says because it makes it easier for the maths if you keep that round numbers. So I just get confused.
For fuck's sake.
I'm just going to gift it to him.
Ruining it, Ben.
Cool. So.
Just give me points.
11,250. Next car, higher or lower? 1971 Lotus Elan S4. This apparently, oddly, was taken off the road for 38 years to be restored, but it was finally actually restored in 2012.
Well, like King's old Alpha.
Hey.
It's said to be in excellent condition, but
still on the road.
So,
I think it's higher.
Yeah, it's got to be higher than 11 and a bit, surely.
Yeah, it's got to be higher than that, Ben. Come on.
It is indeed. So, how much higher?
20k round number for you, Ben. How about that?
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks.
20k.
25k.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Well done, King.
How much was it?
It was 33,750.
Oh, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's far too expensive. Shit car.
You'll like this one, guys. A 1956 Fiat Multipla. 600, which was the first series, apparently. Well, the only information that I could be able to take from it, because it was boring, was that it underwent a labour of love restoration in 2016. 1956 Fiat Multipla. It's a fantastic car to look at. It's ridiculous. What do you reckon? Higher or lower than 33,750?
Lower.
Can you tell us how much they spent on it?
No.
Stop trying to cheat, King. You're always trying to bring the game into disrepute.
Yeah, surely it's lower.
It was lower. How much lower?
£6,000 lower.
Oh, that's more confusing than I could do with. Right, you reckon £6,000 lower than that, King? Well, can you give me a round number rather than telling me how many lower it is?
£20,000.
You reckon £20,000?
Yeah.
Hold on.
How oh, it doesn't make thing? It easier then, does it? No!
Alright, how many grand lower, King? Well, you meant £13,000 lower, didn't you? £13,750. £20,000. It was £24,750.
Yeah!
Well, Johnny. Did I give you points a minute ago for getting higher or lower? Can't remember.
Ben, you know you said you'd give me 10 points for every correct answer I got.
No. Right. Tell you what, though. This next one, I'll make it a bit easier for you. I'm going to let you have 2 bonus points if you can beat Kingy on this one, Johnny.
Will that make the scores level?
No.
That's tremendous, then, brilliant. Babe.
Not unless you get it right and King doesn't, and then you get it bang on the money. Then you could win if you get bonus points for every correct answer. Anyway,
how many are left?
There's one more, and I did a bonus round just in case it was close, which right, it obviously okay. isn't. Johnny, stop trying to call me.
John, I can hear Ben's phone vibrating through the Skype.
Yeah. Right, higher or lower than a Fiat Multipla, 1926 Bugatti Type 37. I'm not going to give you any more information than that.
Coys didn't sell that, did they?
Apparently they did.
A Bugatti Type 37? I don't remember ever seeing that. I still get that. I still get their catalogues.
Isn't that the one that was at the auction that we went to?
Isn't that the one Mussolini was killed in?
Higher than whatever it was before.
24 grand. Yes, I think that's probably a safe bet. Johnny, you going higher as well?
Yeah, may as well.
You're both right. It is higher. So you're 5 points behind, Johnny.
That's great.
Actually, I'm going to give you that bonus point, wasn't I? So there you go. You're 4 points behind now because you got it right. So if you can guess it within 10 grand, I'll give you a bonus point, Johnny. So how much is it?
Oh, within 10 grand. That suggests it's fairly big money.
No, Johnny gets a bonus point if it's within 10 grand, but still, who gets closest?
Yeah, King. Point.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, that seems reasonable.
I'm just overcomplicating it so we can't argue later. Because if none of us knew what else was going on.
A lot. Could I say a lot?
A lot. It's not quite specific enough for my scoring system.
It's all relative, isn't it, really? So... A lot
of course
to you,
it's a lot, King. It was sold in an auction, dweeb.
But you can have a bonus point for a good pun.
Yes!
You're
in your face, King.
Now, Johnny.
Hang
in
on.
Your face.
Hang
that's
on.
A hot sizzler right there.
Ben, you said a bonus point for a good pun.
I thought that was a good pun.
Go fuck yourself, John.
Hurry up, King. Christ.
Someone make
I reckon
guess.
It's over half a million.
Okay.
600k? No, maybe 7.
Final answer, please, King. Johnny, I want an answer as well.
600k.
600k for Kingy. Johnny?
£1,350,000 and 10 grand.
Can I change mine to 700k?
You can if you like, King. You're right. Well, you're closest either way. It was.
Oh, so it's between.
641,250.
That's a lot of money. That is a lot.
Yeah. 641 grand someone paid for that. 250. I like the way it went to 250. Like someone went 641 and 100 and someone went 250 and they went, nah, I'm done now. I'm done yeah. at that amount.
642? No.
What's the bonus question that's going to let me tie level at the end?
So.
How close are the scores?
So Kingy's got 15 and Johnny's got 11.
19. Oh.
So for 5 points.
Don't worry, John.
So
I'll audit those when I do the editing.
It's there or thereabouts.
I'm winning.
Yeah, so Johnny, if you get 5 points of the bonus round.
Cool.
So
both of us or just John?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. No. If you get a point, if you get the point, King, you'll win. So it's fine. Should we just say? I'm just going to say whoever gets closest, rather than go higher or lower on this one.
Right.
Only those points in it.
Is that because that was the most expensive lot in the auction?
Oh yeah. There's not one. Well, I didn't look at all to be honest with you, but. This one I thought you should win easily, easy peasy, King, because this 1965
it's going to be an Alfa.
Alfa Romeo Giulia GTC. So that's a coupe.
Yeah, King.
So this particular example, it says, was presented in white with a grey interior and is a rare right-hand drive example where only 99 were ever built. How much is it worth? Closest gets 5 points. You can do this, Johnny.
Come on, me. Can't let King win this quiz. Not on my watch.
75 grand.
75 grand. Johnny, 5 points if you get this right. And you will win. 75k.
85k.
85?
Yep.
It was.
Now I think it might be more.
It was 81,000.
Yeah!
5 points to Johnny, which makes him win by 1 point.
Well, I knew I wouldn't let King win.
Well
I had this in the
John.
Bag all along. Thanks very much, King. I've absolutely nailed this quiz as usual.
Well, it's no surprise.
How lucky were you that the bonus round had 5 points? That's just,
How lucky were you that I stopped myself from saying 80 grand?
There we go. Oh. So, essentially, Rob won, but Johnny, clawed it back from...
what was the scores in the end?
Cool.
16-15.
To me?
Yeah.
Yes!
Apparently so.
Good stuff.
Oh, I love it when I win quizzes.
So do I, John. It brings me great joy, because otherwise you can be a fucking miserable...
Hey, King, how's it feel to be on the losing end once again?
Well, no different King. To normal, so, you know... I don't really understand what point you're trying to make, John. Feels just like any other day of my life. Hooray!
Podcast. Oh my god. Oh Christ. Right, well, yep. Yeah. Next segment. Woo!
Do you know what's funny, King? He didn't even cheat. Because I actually sent him the link to the alpha right at the end there. And he hasn't opened the link, so he didn't know.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I thought you read it and you were being coy because you said 85. And I thought, oh, he's gone just further away.
Well, after that devastating result in the quiz, I'm pleased to announce that I can now bring you a brand new fax straight off the fax machine.
Oh, my God, it's so hot and it smells good. What's going on?
That's toner, my friend. That's toner.
It's also toxic.
Yes, yay. Don't get high. So, in a little segment that we like to call You Fax...
Fax machines are the cockroaches of technology.
Here we go.
That's brilliant. Oh.
So, recently on Twitter, we saw a tweet which we don't have the actual reference for, so I can't point people to it. But somebody posed the question, a toy company makes a replica action figure of your likeness. What two accessories should they include?
Well, if it's you, King, it's going to have a packet of crisps and a dildo.
I was going to say sex toys for King.
Totally incorrect, of course. Totally incorrect. One of my accessories will obviously be a bill from a local garage for work on the Mito.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And another will be an empty packet of donuts.
I like that, King. I like that.
Sums me up in two items. Poor and fat.
I thought whore you were going to say. I mean, that's also true with the sex toys.
Yeah, you dirty bitch, King.
Dirty bitch. Ben won't get that cultural void.
I don't think that's action figure-y enough. I would like a top hat with a rotating bottom part.
Is this still for me?
Shooting out.
Why am I wearing top
of words?
And I would also like
a lasso,
a spud gun,
lasso. Oh.
He thinks himself as Catwoman.
What?
Yeah, I could be. I've got the figure.
So you've got a top hat with a rotating base.
Yeah.
And a spud gun.
Yep.
What's with the top hat?
It just looks cool, doesn't it? Especially if the bottom part rotates. I think that...
But is it like patterned or something? Because if it was just like plain black, you might not even see it move.
No, it's just...
It's an accessory, Ben, so you'd have to put it on him, and then you'd go, ooh, look, it probably slots into his head somehow so that it can then spin.
I'd also,
is that because it's battery powered or is it wired?
Yeah, there'd be a battery up his arse so that you can get the satisfaction of...
A really big one as well.
Of really shoving something right up his arse.
Like a C battery.
A D.
Yeah, it's got to go in sideways as well.
Oh, C. 9 volt, there we go.
So it's almost like having three accessories then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like sex toy, hat and spud gun.
Yeah.
What about you, Ben?
Ben's would just it wouldn't be an action figure.
Ben would have a mask.
Yeah. Oh, a plain white mask.
Off my own face.
Yeah.
Well, and my wife's car. So
I'll
say it so you
don't have to. Don't be silly, Ben. A train ticket.
Yeah, train ticket. Yeah.
So think of the fun that you can have with the new Ben Lazarus Pierce toy.
Have you ever seen a picture of
Slenderman?
Oh,
I'm going to get the train today. Sorry, John?
Is there a figurine of Slenderman out yet?
Probably.
Because,
I mean, I'd probably say that I wouldn't describe Ben as looking like Slenderman.
Yeah, because he wears a suit, he's got no face.
Slenderman's far too defined. Oh dear. Oh, this is a good opportunity to teach Ben about culture. I take it you're not familiar with Slenderman.
No.
Well.
Where have you been, Ben? Oh, like, this is just everyday stuff.
From what? TV, film, music? I don't know. I don't know where it is. I can tell you where I've been if you tell me roughly where Slenderman comes from.
Slenderman started as an internet meme, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Ben.
And he's a... I don't really know how to describe him. Would you say he's supernatural?
Yeah, he's a supernatural kind of modern legend, and it's a man in a suit with no face.
He's featureless.
And he was a meme.
Yeah, it was a meme back in late 2000s.
Really? I don't remember seeing that.
Obviously, if you've Googled it, you'd probably want to ignore the film that came out last year.
Yeah,
because you want to look at actual meme. Slender Man. Yeah.
Have you seen the film, Ben? King?
No.
Oh, I've not seen the film, no. You?
No. No, I don't like scary films. I do
poos. Looking into a mirror.
Exactly.
Slender Man can't look in the mirror. Probably,
that's
I don't know.
That's interesting, because I don't think I've ever seen that. Crazy. I'm usually up on my memes.
Well,
sure you are.
I'm familiar with lolcats and other modern memes.
Oh, well, you wait until I show you keyboard cat, my friend.
You what?
Your head is going to explode.
I fucking love keyboard cat.
I saw ceiling cat yesterday. Oof. That's the future.
What? A ceiling cat?
Yeah, I've seen ceiling cat.
I think he's talking about spider pig.
I've got so many questions now. What? Why was a cat on your ceiling, Ben?
Have you not seen ceiling cat, honestly?
I don't know what ceiling cat is.
No.
You're winding me up now.
No, I have no idea what a ceiling cat is.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Is it a poo you throw on the roof or something?
It's a cat that pokes his head up the ceiling. I've seen ceiling cat before.
I like that. I want one as well. Can I have one?
It's like, it's got to be quite a 90s, no, not 90s, early noughties.
Ceiling cat is 2006, apparently.
Yeah,
slightly before, I would say slightly before Slenderman.
God, this segment's dry.
Oh, anyway,
why
were we comparing Ben to Slenderman? Oh, because he'll be a terrible children's toy.
Yep, and he's got and he wears a suit, and
nothing wrong with that.
Used to be popular, but he isn't now. And
that's half true.
That was a bit below the belt, but
no, it was half true. He was never popular.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
If anything, you've been harsh on Slenderman.
Does wear a suit though, so fine man. So yeah, so there you go. So King, you're having a sex toy, Johnny. I don't know, ginger hair. Is that your thing?
It's not an accessory.
We should have chosen each other's.
Yeah, we should have done.
That would have been much better.
Yeah.
I mean, Ben, you would have got the same result, but, you know.
I was going to say, you chose mine for me anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe if there's anyone listening to the podcast, and it's extremely doubtful, they can tell us, using the internet, what they think our accessories should be for our action figures. And, you know what? If they're really good, maybe we'll make the action figures.
Or we'll just maybe Photoshop it. But...
Well, no, we'll get them 3D printed. Come on, Ben. Where's your sense of adventure?
Yeah, Ben, where's your adventure hat?
He doesn't have one. His figure doesn't come with an adventure hat.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Johnny, would you consider switching your spud gun, because I've no idea why you've chosen a spud gun, for a set of stairs?
Ooh, tempting.
Or some vouchers, actually. You could have had some vouchers and some stairs. There's your two.
Yeah, go on then. Actually, well, yeah, go on then. I would also like the spud gun to be available by ordering it in a magazine, though, where you cut out the order form from the magazine and
basically
send
like
it away in the post.
Old school DLC.
Yep. So, like, if you really love your Johnny action figure, and I'm sure people will, they can send off for additional accessories like a spud gun and other random things like a fishing rod.
So this, how much do you want them to love you as an action figure? Are you inflatable?
I mean, I'd be flattered, Ben. I would actually be flattered by that. So yeah, go on then. I'll be inflatable.
Smashing.
You can get the first delivery, Ben. Well, that brings to an end another completely awful episode of Smooth Traffic. We hope you've had a terrible, terrible time, because we definitely haven't. We love it when it's this bad. Anyway, What is it we normally say? Yeah, subscribe if you like, I suppose. Otherwise, we'll just see you next time. So, yeah, bye.
And check out YouTube, because we put a video up. Bye.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
That was inspiring. The rally cry from King. Go to YouTube.
Oh, unlucky King. Bye-bye.